Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting second. The shortstop, Chico Salmon. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball four. Hinton moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hinton scores. Wagner moves to third. Whitfield moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis bunts towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Crandall and he is safe. Buford steals second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a pop-up towards short. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. the White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. One out. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berry for the out. Adair moves to second. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salmon. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Salmon steals second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Salmon scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner moves to third. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Crandall and he is safe. Buford steals second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Agee moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCraw moves to second. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis catches it and throws to first to double up Berry. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Agee strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 2 in the game. Crandall hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adair moves to third. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Adair scores. McCraw moves to second. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Joe Horlan. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Burgess reaches second base with a double. McCraw scores. Berry goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, White Sox. Al Weiss pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Bill Scourin pinch hits for Wayne Causey. Jack Kralik now pitching. Joe Askew now catching. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Scourin reaches second base with a double. Weiss scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scourin moves to third. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Kralik. Scourin scores. Buford moves to second. It's 6-2, White Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to third. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 3 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Kralik scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Romano for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Bob Locker now pitching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 3 in the game. Salmon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards right. Colavito fields it and throws to second to catch Adair for the out. 2 outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from SQ and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Berry is walked intentionally. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 3 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Locker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locker strikes out. 1 out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, White Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 4 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Romano fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tony Curry pinch hits for Jack Kralik. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.